here we go. It's time to hoop it up at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. Elissa Walker-Campbell, and we're going to pack our bags and head out to the ACC and highlight the North Carolina Tar Heels. They will, in fact, they're going to be in Austin on Saturday to face the Longhorns, Big 12 Conference opponent, at the Frank Irwin Event Center. It is going to be a nationally televised game on ESPN, a 4:15 tip-off. I believe that's Central Time. So we're going to talk about the Tar Heels right now, and also we are going to highlight a brand new book we want to encourage you to go out and get from our good friends at Triumph Books. It is titled 100 Things North Carolina Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. The author is Art Chansky. He's been on our show before. He is a veteran sports writer and author and does an amazing job. How is life in North Carolina, Art? One of my favorite places on the planet.
Well, you picked the right place to have a favorite. Today is a typical Carolina day. We call this a bonus day, Alyssa. It's in the middle of December, but, all over the place are people just dropping what they do, grabbing their golf clubs and going out to the course because it's 65 degrees, not a cloud in the sky. And we have these throughout the entire year. And I grew up in Boston, and I left because of the terrible winters. And I've loved the changes of season in North Carolina, but also you get these bonus days throughout the year. So it's great.
Oh, I love Texas, but perhaps maybe one day I'll have a vacation home out there in North Carolina at Pinehurst.
Wow, that's a great spot.
Absolutely. Okay, so let's talk about the Tar Heels quickly before we dive into your book. They are 7-1 right now. They had a solid win on Sunday against Davidson, 98-65. High hopes for the Tar Heel fans. What has been some of your early season impressions so far?
Well, they're good, Alyssa. They lost one game. They lost the game that was scheduled as Marcus Page's homecoming game at Northern Iowa, and he didn't play in it because he had a broken bone in his right hand. And it was really funny because they had a 16-point lead in that game in the second half and blew it. They really needed Page's leadership, but they plummeted from number one in the rankings to number nine.
Wow.
And I thought, wow, that's like falling down an elevator shaft. But then, a couple of weeks later, they took on number two, Maryland, while they were number nine. And I thought Maryland was, Maryland's very good, but I thought they were overrated at number two. And I knew Carolina was underrated at number nine. And it was in the Smith Center, and the Tar Heels played great. It was Page's first game back. They've been great ever since. And they jumped up from nine to number three. So that's how volatile the rankings are, especially with Kentucky losing to UCLA. I think they're very good, and I think they can go a long way. There's a couple of ifs involved, but it's a team that Roy Williams loves to have because it's very rare in college basketball these days. It has experienced talent. Most of the teams with good talent, that talent leaves after a year or two. Carolina has very good college basketball players. They're 9 or 10 deep in the roster. There's not a lot of guys that you'll see in the NBA next year, but they're very, very good college players, and they're experienced. There's juniors and seniors and sophomores and all over the lineup. So very optimistic about what the Tar Heels will do this year if their big guys can play tough. That's been my mantra all year long, that the big guys are very talented, but they have to be talented and tough. And they're looking like they are. They've grown into that this year.
Hey, you're listening to the voice of Art Chansky. He's the author of the new book, 100 Things North Carolina Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. But because we're talking about North Carolina and the men's Final Four is here in Houston, we wanted to get his thoughts. And, talk to me some more about the Tar Heels. They may not be a team loaded with superstars. You just mentioned Marcus Page, but they have got a ton of quality players and depth that goes a very long ways.
Oh, they really do. And, Dean Smith used to say that if you're going to be a great college player, your quantum leap is between your freshman and your sophomore years after you had a year of college basketball and you can kind of figure out what's going on. Michael Jordan had his quantum leap from a freshman to a sophomore year. Carolina has two freshmen, and Joel Berry and Justin Jackson, who are having that quantum leap right now. And Theo Pinson, who was injured most of last year's freshman year, didn't have that whole year of experience, but he's much improved too. And then they have a junior and a senior in the post, Kennedy Meeks, who's lost 50 pounds since he came to Carolina from Greensboro a couple of years ago. Very good inside player, very skilled. And then Bryce Johnson is the other post guy, who's more of a face-up shooter, but long arms, can block shots. So those two guys are really the key, and Jackson has now moved to small forward. They're playing Joe Berry at the other guard, and now that Paige is back, shooting that beautiful lofting left-handed jumper.
Yeah.
They're really good. And, you know, there's been kind of a cloud over Carolina Athletics the last few years because of this NCAA scandal, but with the great football season they had, 11 straight wins, it looks like that cloud is lifting, and the Tar Heels are Tar Heels of basketball is part of that right now. And we very much expect to see you in Houston in April.
Okay.
At least I do.
Okay, well, I expect to get that phone call or that text message. So let's talk about your book. We're running out of time. 100 Things North Carolina Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. You mentioned Michael Jordan. Got a little known story about the UNC legend Michael Jordan. We love him.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff in there that Carolina people know the stories. If they do, then they drill down a little deeper into those stories. And there's a lot of kind of trivia stuff. It's a great Christmas stocking stuffer. That's what Triumph Books, who's published a whole series of these, tells us, that it goes crazy at Christmas for people who, you know, are looking, you know, for something that they know they can't go wrong with, and they put it in the stocking. So, mm-hmm. You know, we're looking forward to that happening. But I also call it, Alyssa, a bathroom book, because it's divided into 100 different stories, and each one is about the length of time to read it that you would take in the bathroom. So I would suggest get it, put it in the stocking, and then put it in your bathroom, and you really enjoy reading the different stories. So you don't have to read them all at once. You can extend the book over a long period of time.
Well, one of the highlights in the book, you've got to share this with us tonight, are how Coach Dean Smith gave his players one final gift after passing away, and why they will never use it. Please tell me.
Well, Coach Smith was an unusual, extraordinary man in so many ways. Very understated, very competitive. So you saw that competitive side of him, but never sought out all of the accolades that he got, all the way up to the Presidential Medal of Freedom. He cared more about his plays than anything in the world. I mean, his family maybe takes precedent over that, but his plays were his family. And he surprised them all after his death by having his estate send a check for $200 to every former player note that said, "You know how much I like to go out. I like to go out and eat. I want you to go have a dinner on me." You know, signed Coach Smith. And so far, I haven't found anybody, Alyssa, who's cashed a check. You know, they're framed in glass on sitting on office walls, and I can't imagine anybody's gonna cash that check.
That is tremendous. Hey, Art Chansky has been with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Go out and get a copy of his new book, 100 Things North Carolina Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. Congratulations. And Art, I'm going to count on it. I'll see you down here in Houston for the Final Four, okay?
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. You know, if the book's not in local bookstores, it's on Amazon and all the e-commerce book sites. So if you love the Tar Heels and you love ACC basketball, it'll be a great, great Christmas gift. And thank you for your time.
That, of course, was author Art Chansky joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. It is time to thank all of our amazing guests. We had an outstanding lineup on this weekend's program. Of course, Craig Smith, sports writer and author of 100 Things Tennessee Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. Jared Greenberg of NBA TV. Our very own Andy Pondilla with our MLB news and notes. James Hale, the senior writer with OU Insider. And a very special guest joining us this evening was Avery Johnson, Alabama Crimson Tide head men's basketball coach. As a reminder, hey, check out Axergen, because they've always got you covered with a simple, quick-to-use, accurate thermometer. It is the number one choice of pediatricians and nurses nationwide, and it even has a backlit display so you can enjoy those night games without waking your sick child. My first two emails at Elissa@YahooSportsRadio.com, Elissa@YahooSportsRadio.com. You will be our winners. Remember, don't drink and drive. We'll see you next weekend for the biggest, the best in sports, right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show.